With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with intern Kevin. Yes! Yay! Love it, yes!
Uh-oh.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Intern Kevin is here with some facts about Christmas for an all-Christmas edition of Did You Know with Intern Kevin. Good morning, Intern Kevin.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, it's a Muppet. Muppet Claus.
Oh, no, I'm not a Muppet.
Oh, that's what it sounded like. What do you got for us today?
Did you know the 12 days of Christmas is about the 12 days after Christmas, not before? They end on January 6th, which is a holiday called the Feast of the Epiphany.
Of the Epiphany?
Epiphany.
Epiphany. Oh.
Yeah, I had it right.
What is an epiphany?
It's when you have a really good idea.
Oh, so you know what the word is, but yeah. You just don't know how to read it.
I don't know how to spell it.
Okay. So what is the Feast of the Epiphany?
So you eat a lot of ideas for the upcoming year.
Okay.
Because it's kind of like a New Year's resolution, but for the brain.
Can you sing as much of the 12 days of Christmas? Go ahead.
Count it down from 12.
Okay. Yeah, 12.
12 leaps of leaping. No, that's 11. 12 maids of milking.
Okay.
11 leaps of leaming.
10.
10 geese of laying.
5.
9. Golden rings.
I didn't think you'd get hung up on the number part. You missed 9.
Okay.
9.
9.
9.
Maids of milking.
Okay.
You already did that one.
Okay.
8.
8. Lords of leaping.
And that one's actually maids of milking. 7.
Geese of laying.
6.
Trumpets trumping.
5.
Golden ring.
And then
4 calling birds. 3 French hens. 2 turtle doves. And a partridge in a pear tree.
Oh. Well done. Well done.
You've been eating those ideas.
I did not know that number 12 is the exact same thing as number 9.
Honestly, after 5, whenever we sing
Who
it,
cares?
I just stop singing.
Got it.
It's
okay.
Just like, okay, right. We're going to go through this 10 more minutes.
It's Did You Know with intern Kevin.
Did you know the original Rudolph did not have a red nose? In that day and age, red noses were seen as an indicator of chronic alcoholism, or Montgomery Ward didn't want him to look like a drunkard. To complete the original picture, he almost named Reginald or Rollo.
Oh, so
Rudolph
what?
Was going to be named Reginald or Rollo.
Okay.
The red noses were seen as an indicator of chronic alcoholism.
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 Oh, okay. And he didn't want him to look like a...
Drunkard.
Drunkard. Okay. And who is Montgomery Ward?
He's the creator of Rudolph.
Do you know all the names of Santa's reindeer?
Good question.
Okay.
Yes.
What are they?
I hope leaps of leaming comes up.
No, there's no lemurs leaming here.
Okay.
There is Dancer, Prancer, Donner, Blitzen, Dixon, Cheryl.
That's 6.
No, that's not it.
That's 6.
Cheryl, okay. With a D?
Start over.
Come Donner, come Blitzen, come Dasher, come Lasher.
You're making it harder by saying the come part. You were better off when you were just
yeah,
listing
yeah.
them.
Okay.
Okay. Blitzer.
Blitzer.
Comet.
Comet.
Lancer.
Lancer. That's 3.
Ripper.
Ripper.
Taylor.
Taylor.
Yeah.
Rudolph is one of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rudolph.
Yeah.
There's 2 more.
Did I say Dancer? Prancer.
Dancer, Prancer. Dancer, Prancer?
Necromancer.
And Necromancer.
Okay.
Very good.
And so Cheryl is out?
Who is Cheryl?
Yeah, you said it.
I don't know what I was thinking.
I don't either.
I just want to make sure I have this correct.
Did you take out Cheryl?
Ripper, Taylor, Lasher, Lancer, Dixon, Necromancer, and Cheryl.
You forgot Comet.
It's not Cheryl. It's Cheryl.
It's Cheryl. No, that's not one. You forgot Comet and Rudolph. Get the names right or Cheryl's going to come by.
Oh, got it. All right. Did you know with intern Kevin?
Did you know Bicycle, the U.S. playing card company, manufacture cards to give all the POWs in Germany during World War II as Christmas presents? These cards were, when soaked in water, revealed an escape route for POWs. The Nazis never knew.
I have never heard POW said with such zesty flair.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Okay. Gave him to POWs.
I have no idea what you just said. And what does this have to do with Christmas?
They gave it out as Christmas presents they can escape from the Nazis.
That is so smart.
I think they were gifts to a specific prison.
To escape the Nazis.
Yeah, it couldn't just be for a generic escape plan. Uh-huh. Like, it's just because, a picture of a spoon in a wall, you know? Figure it out. You lucky POW.
What does POW stand for?
Private Officer Wanderers.
What if I told you the first word was prisoner?
Prisoner of war. Prisoners of war.
Oh, yes.
There you go. It clicked. See? Prisoners of war.
Once again, never heard it said with that zesty flair before.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.